USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Russia has unleashed a lethal barrage of strikes against multiple Ukrainian cities, smashing civilian targets, including downtown Kiev, where multiple deaths have been reported across the country. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor spoke and says Putin doesn't have enough soldiers to take territory.
The Ukrainian military is pushing the Russians out of their country. They are fighting for their own land, and they are winning. All President Putin can do now with this spasm of terrorist attacks is lob missiles.
Home and business owners clean up the mess left by Russian attacks on Kiev. The Russian strikes on the capital and several other Ukrainian cities have killed at least 11 people and injured more than 60 others. Russian President Vladimir Putin says they were in retaliation for terrorist actions by Ukraine, including a weekend attack on a bridge to Crimea. New York Congressman and Republican candidate for governor Lee Zeldin says his family is safe after two teenagers were shot outside his Long Island home Sunday afternoon. The boys, both 17, were walking with a third teenager on the street in Shirley, New York, where Zeldin lives, when they were hit by gunfire from a moving car, Suffolk County police said. The wounded teens then tried to hide in Zeldin's yard, ducking under his porch and into the bushes, while the person who was with them fled. The congressman and his wife were not at home at the time of the shooting, but their teenage daughters were in the kitchen doing homework when they heard gunshots and screaming. Police had no information to release about who fired the shots, a department spokeswoman said. It's been 5 days since 20-month-old Quentin Simon was last seen in his playpen at home in Savannah, Georgia. Chatham County police say no one is being ruled out as a suspect, but they so far have no real leads. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The sheriff of Lee County, Florida, warning would-be looters, quote, Florida is a law and order state. Sheriff Carmine Marcino warning his deputies will not hesitate to react physically if they encounter someone trying to steal from vulnerable residents.
If you walk into someone's home, you will be carried out. If you're lucky, you go to jail.
Colonoscopies are a dreaded rite of passage for many middle-aged adults. The promise has been that if you endure the awkwardness and invasiveness of having a camera travel the length of your large intestine once every decade after age 45, you have the best chance of catching and perhaps preventing colorectal cancer. It's the second most common cause of cancer death in the United States. Some 15 million colonoscopies are performed in the U.S. each year. Well, now a landmark study suggests the benefits of those colonoscopies for cancer screening may be overestimated. The study marks the first time colonoscopies have been compared head-to-head to no cancer screening in a randomized trial. The study found only meager benefits for the group of people invited to get the procedure and 18% lower risk of getting colorectal cancer and no significant reduction in the risk of cancer death. It was published Sunday in the New England Journal of Medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.